USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some Republican lawmakers making their frustrations with the continuing impeachment inquiry against President Trump known. A group of them storming a secure room where depositions in the probe were taking place. Three House committees continuing to conduct the investigation. Members of both parties are allowed to take part in it, but Representative Kevin McCarthy, the House minority leader, said,
"These are duly elected members of Congress that people have lent their voice to for 2 years to represent them, and they're denied from going into a meeting. They're going to have to vote on this, but they're not given any information."
Florida lawmakers firing the sheriff in charge during the Parkland mass shooting. The state Senate voted against reinstating Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel, who was suspended for his handling of the shooting that left 17 people dead last year. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook's founder and CEO defends Facebook's controversial plan for digital currency that it's calling Libra.
The idea behind Libra is that sending money should be as easy and secure as sending a message. Libra will be a global payment system, fully backed by a reserve of cash and highly liquid assets.
That's Mark Zuckerberg at a House hearing yesterday, arguing that the new currency would help many people who are currently shut out of the global financial system. Some lawmakers have raised big concerns, though, about all forms of digital currency and privacy. Firefighters in California's wine country battling a fast-moving wildfire that's being driven by strong winds. The Kincade Fire is burning in Sonoma County. It just broke out last night in an area where PG&E had shut off power earlier in the day to try to reduce the risk of wildfires. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former New York City police officer Daniel Pantaleo is now suing to get his job back. It comes nearly 2 months after he was fired for his role in the 2014 chokehold death of Eric Garner. According to his lawyer, Pantaleo filed a lawsuit against the NYPD yesterday, alleging the decision to fire him was arbitrary and capricious. Major League Baseball is investigating after a longtime umpire took to Twitter saying that he planned to fight a civil war if President Trump is impeached. In the now-deleted tweet, Rob Drake said late Tuesday that he was going to get an AR-15 in case, quote, anybody impeaches my president. An inmate at a Florida jail is facing animal cruelty charges after he allegedly fed a live iguana to the alligator at the jail's zoo. Jason Gibson is in the Monroe County Jail awaiting trial on auto theft charges. Officials say he took the iguana named Mojo and considered a jailhouse pet to the six-foot gator. Deputies say Gibson admitted throwing Mojo in the alligator pen, claiming iguanas are nuisance animals, and he wasn't aware that this one was even somebody's pet. And the Nationals did it again last night. They now have a 2-0 lead over the Astros in the World Series. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.